So we in the Deal Point study track both the no other reps language and non-reliance provisions, and we present that data together, split out, but on the same slide for that very reason, because of those differing interpretations by different lines of case law. So now I know how to make my non-reliance clause as effective as I can, but what does it not do for me? What does a non-reliance provision not foreclose?
Well, it doesn't foreclose a fraud claim premised upon the actual written representations set forth in the agreement. Delaware, since Avery, is 100%, and again, since a lot of our agreements are governed by Delaware law, I'm favoring Delaware as the premise here, plus a lot of courts follow it. It makes it clear that you can premise a fraud claim on a written representation set forth in the agreement. And so the question becomes, and the non-reliance clause doesn't help you at all with respect to that for a couple of reasons. One, the non-reliance clause specifically says, except for the reps and warranties set forth in the agreement, I haven't relied upon anything else. So by definition, you have relied upon the reps and warranties in the agreement.
That are inside the contract. Yeah.
That are inside the contract. And in fact, the Delaware courts have consistently held that pleading a fraud claim based on a rep and warranty in the agreement is relatively easy and to get past summary judgment, simply because most of the elements of it are right there in the contract. There's a rep. All you gotta add is some basis for saying that somebody had some knowledge or had whatever the requisite scienter was for that claim to be premised on that agreement. Remember, however, that, I guess we'll get to that in a minute, but you still have various and sundry types of fraud that can in fact be premised on those reps and warranties unless you limit them through your exclusive remedy provision. So the
let's talk about that. I want to limit them. Yes, please. Yes. Help me limit them. How does an exclusive remedy provision help me limit them?
Yeah, so Delaware and in Avery in particular, what Vice Chancellor Strine said, and he said it very clearly, was the only thing public policy prevents is an effort by contracting parties to exclude remedies based on intentional, deliberate lying or fraud that is encompassed in the written agreement. However, negligent fraud, equitable fraud, reckless fraud, any of those other types of fraud can be effectively excluded. And you can define the basis for the fraud with respect to those representations and warranties in the agreement so that it only covers the type of fraud that most people think about when they think about this big bad fraud concept, that it's this egregious, deliberate lying type of fraud, not any of the other types of fraud that are out there and that are part of the common law, our common law heritage. So
I've got this exclusive remedies provision. I can tell my client, go for it. Lie all you want. You've got a license to lie.
Yeah, that's an interesting perspective. But yes, you know.
You're so diplomatic.
Yes. The answer is, of course, that with outside the agreement, right? Outside the agreement, you can in fact, with a non-reliance clause, do whatever you want, because the rules of the game that the people have agreed to is that we've agreed that the only reps that you're entitled to rely upon, and are the ones in the agreement. And if I deliberately put one of those in there, knowing it to be untrue, you're going to have uncapped liability against me, whether I say so or not. I don't even need a fraud carve out in Delaware for that to be true. That's the law in Delaware. But with respect to anything that was set out outside the agreement, we've agreed that those things are all off limits, and you're not entitled to be paying attention to anything I say during that outside the agreement. So I don't call that a license to lie. I call that an agreement as to what the basis of potential lies can be, which is only those things that we've negotiated. You don't get to accuse me of lying about something that we didn't agree was going to be an actual predicate to the agreement. If it was important enough for you to bring it up and to think about it and rely upon it, come to me, negotiate it with me as a seller or a buyer. And we probably need to mention that there are probably four or five cases in the last 2 years where buyers were sued for fraud, including extra contractual fraud, simply because the buyer failed to put a non-reliance clause or an exclusive remedy clause or define what fraud was. So it can hit both sides.